Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's another day that the Lord has kept us and kept us with our minds stayed on him in spite of all the chaos and confusion that's going on around about us. God is still good. He's still worthy of all the praise. He still kept you, kept your family. Oh, we just got so much to thank him for. We can never praise him enough for what he's done and what he's still yet doing. Even in the midst of chaos and confusion, y'all, we still got to keep on praising him through it all. I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you on today. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy and your grace. We thank you for your angels that encamps around about us, keeping us safe in the midst of chaos and confusion, God. We pray for the sin-sick nation, God, that's out of control, God, in the name of Jesus. A nation that have forgotten you, a nation that have turned their hearts away from truth. Oh, God, we pray in the name of Jesus and plead the blood of Jesus. We stand in the gap, oh God, for the sin-sick nation, God. We pray in the name of Jesus that your will be done in this last and evil days, oh God. We pray for salvation and deliverance to come to someone's house on today, oh God. You come to seek and to save the lost in these last and evil days. We just thank you, oh God, and praise you. We pray for those that are dealing with things in their body on today. We know that you are the Lord thy God that healeth thee. We speak healing over their body on today. Speak Exodus 15:26. Speak Jeremiah 30:17. We just plead the blood of Jesus over this entire sin-sick nation, leaders that are leading people way and astray in these last and evil days. We just thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. And the devil's still defeated on today. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is present. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. And I pray God should think through my mind, speak through my lips of clay, have your way in Jesus' name. As I said, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to continue to rejoice in spite of everything that we see. I say from week to week and from day to day and from minute to minute, from second to second, we give God the praise. You know, it's just been a time. It's just been a time. So much stuff coming at our mind, coming at our families and coming to try to disturb your peace and try to take away your joy that the world didn't give you, and the world can't take it away if you got the joy of the Lord. Don't let anyone take your joy in the name of Jesus on today. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh your soul. And all that's within you, bless his name. You will praise the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in our mouth. We have got to make that declaration unto the Lord, you know, that no matter what the enemy throws our way, we must stand. And having done all the main standing, y'all, we're running out of time. The enemy knows that he has but a short time. It seems that even though we see all this stuff happening, people still not drawing to the foot of the cross, not calling on Jesus, not seeking his face, not turning from their wicked ways. Oh, my God. So much is taking place, you know.
You've seen so many different articles this week. I've seen so much that's been so disturbing, you know. But all you can do is pray and trust God and believe that he will bring about a change in these people's lives before time is too late. Now, we know that as we get closer to the end time, it ain't gonna be like a revival. No, it's getting worse and worse and worse as we get closer and closer to the end time, because the devil is running out of time. He wants those that he don't have back, and he wants those that he got. He wants to keep you. So, you know, it's a war for your soul, y'all. It's a war. It's a battle. It's a constant warring for your soul. Your mind is the battleground for the enemy. And, you know, I was thinking, you know, and I'm constantly thinking, because I'm a mother myself and a grandmother, great-grandmother, you know. And I was thinking about, you know, the young man that they took his life, you know, this week. And it just seemed to be, you know, the news, you know, that's really going around, you know. And I said, Lord, it's just, it's, and then I just saw so many articles that just disturbed me this week. Like I said, and one with the young man. And then yesterday there was another young man was jogging. And he was, and the police stopped, and there was a white officer and a black one. And they stopped the young man, and he wanted to know why were they stopping him. He said, I'm just jogging. Can I keep running? And they said, no, what's your name? And he wouldn't tell them what his name was. So, you know, they got mad and hostile with the man, and he was saying, they were saying, y'all get in the car, and we're going to handcuff you. You tell us your name and stuff. And I said, Lord, these people still not learning. They still, it's no, not going to be no change until Jesus comes. I'm telling you, you know, the enemy has a goal to kill, steal, and destroy. And the young man kept wrestling with the police. There was two of them. And, you know, and he didn't want to get in the car. He said, I'm going to sit here on the ground. They said, no, you're going to get in this car. And they wrestled with him until they got him in the car. And it's just so sad. It's so sad. But it's the job of the enemy. He comes to kill, to steal, and destroy your life. Then I saw another article where it was a mother and a husband at the airport, and because they didn't want to pay for their baby, they had to get a seat. They left the baby right at the station where they were getting their ticket. I mean, they went right past security and got on the airplane. What in the world is going on? They left that infant right there in that stroller and got on that airplane and abandoned that baby. Oh, my God. It's a sad time. It's a praying time like never before. How could you do such a thing? But it goes right back to what we've been talking about. The imagination of man's heart was continuously evil. People are so evil, they don't care. They're so selfish. It's all about yourself and not about nobody else. It's just me, and mine, my own self. And then I saw another article where a police had to talk a young man from jumping off a bridge. I said, oh, my God. You know, but I was glad that she said she was a mother and she was able to talk the young man off, out of committing suicide. So I'm telling you, it's so much to deal with. It's so much to pray for, y'all. It's a praying time like never before. Like never before. Then I saw another article, you know, let's see, what was that other? I mean, it's just so much going on. It's so much we could talk about, you know, I guess I just won't spend much time on this because it's disturbing. It's disturbing. But I think the other one was a middle school young man had brought a gun. Yeah, and it's called in Prince George County in Maryland Middle School. He brought a loaded gun to the classroom. So come on. The devil, he's killing. He's stealing. He's destroying people's lives. He really is. And then there was a school that I read the school. I'm not going to tell the name of the school, but it says the Department of Education I guess, had hold a grocery, had forgot and hold held the grocery taxes back from the school. It said harmless, which means, let's see, I can't hardly see this. Let me see that. It said, well, anyway, what it is they didn't, I guess they didn't file the taxes on that. So the result to that is going to be the Commonwealth of Virginia. Let's see. It's got to, let's see, the Commonwealth of Virginia. Now, I think they said the taxes is $8,000 and $2,500 in taxes. So I want y'all to know that they coming. If the Commonwealth is losing all that, oh my God, Commonwealth, oh yeah, coming after those people. You know, try to get that money. So your taxes gonna be going up, and whatever they got to do to try to get that money that they held back, you know. But like I say, it's just so much. I mean, y'all got news just like I got news, you know. But I'm just disturbed. I'm thinking about people's soul, you know, and ain't going to be no peace until the Prince of Peace return. Let's go to Romans chapter 1. Lord, speak to our hearts and speak to our minds. Lord, those that don't know you and upon their sin, Lord, help them to draw to you, oh God. Violence is filling the land. Oh God, the spirit of murder is in the land. Oh my God. It says Romans 1:18. It says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness. Judgment, y'all. Judgment, the wrath. The judgment of God is revealed. It's shown. It's being shown from heaven against the ungodliness and the unrighteousness of men who holds the truth in unrighteousness. Ungodliness is sin. It said it holds truth in unrighteousness. You know, the things that are not right. You know, people today, they're just compromising left and right. Just compromising. Just everybody just come together. Just do whatever you want to do. There is no sin. The church is not even preaching about sin, you know, and repentance from your sin, and Jesus came to save you from your sin. Oh, no, none of that. And they ain't talking about denying yourself. Come on, y'all. We got to deny ourselves. Deny your will and get God's will. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Because your will ain't going to matter. But God's will must be done. Because see, at the end of the day, oh, yes, Jesus is still coming. And, you know, all this new age stuff that people saying now, you know, like Joel Osteen and, like I said, and Oprah and them, the I am. No, you are nothing apart from God. That's what I am. I'm nothing without God in my life. I'm nothing. I can do nothing. You can do nothing without Christ in your life. They talking about whatever that I am will come following, looking for you and will follow you. Oh, my God. What you are is a sinner without God. Yes, we all born in sin. Until we've been born again, we invite Christ in our hearts and in our lives to change us, you know, to change our lives. He's only one. We have to repent and get the will of God in our lives. It said, because that when which may be known of God is manifested in them, for God has shown it unto them. He's revealing truth to us through his word, y'all. God is revealing his truth, his word, every day. Every day you wake up, it's new mercy. It's new grace. Every day, it's a new mercy for you. It's a new grace for you and me. It said, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being stood by the things that are made, even the eternal power and the Godhead. God is the head. He's the head over everything. Without him, we can't do anything. He's the head. The Bible said in Psalms 100, it talks about it's him that has made us. He's the head. He's made us to glorify him, to worship him, to praise him, to obey him. That's what we were made to do, to obey God. Just like Adam and Eve when they was in the garden and they disobeyed Christ. That's what brought the division. That separated them from Christ. You know? And judgment came. They were judged. They had to leave the garden. And even when Lucifer was in heaven and he was kicked out of heaven down to the earth, that was judgment. You can no longer stay in the same place. He was kicked out to the earth. And we live on earth, y'all. And judgment is upon us. Yes, it is. The right from the wrong. The good from the evil. The bad from the good. Yes. The Bible said, as in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man shall return. So as in the days of Noah, this is what we're seeing. Like Sodom and Gomorrah. Oh, yes, people were doing in and everything, and we're right back there again. And Noah preached 120 years, and the message didn't change, y'all. The message didn't change. Now, why is T.D. Jakes and Joel and Kenneth Copeland, all of these are trying to change God's message? They're doing the same thing. Somewhere they were bewitched. The Bible said, who has bewitched you? Who have tricked you? Who have fooled you or taken you away from the truth? That's what happened to Adam and Eve in the garden. The snake came and talked to them, and it brought doubt. And now you look around the world, oh, my God. They doubting God. They doubting his word. They doubting what they know was true. We just read it. He said the things that was shown unto us. We know what God has done. We all have been in some tight situations. We all have been in places that we knew if it had not been for the Lord on our side. We would have been gone, y'all. Death would have took you over. But God's grace and mercy. Just like I said, Noah preached for 120 years. The message did not change. Our message cannot change. It said, let us contend for the faith. Continue for the faith. Oh, my God. That was once given to the saints, given to the church. Yes, to the believers. We must not try to change God's word. Judgment came in Noah's day, and judgment is here. Yes, it's not the great tribulation yet, but it is judgment. Judgment is upon us. I mean, that's what's going on in this sin-sick world. It said neither were they thankful, but became vain. Became. That means they weren't before, but they became vain in their imagination. They stopped trusting God. People stopped trusting God, and they became vain in their imagination. Feeling like you don't need God, you can be God, and I'm a little God, and all this kind of stuff. The enemy is tricking you. He wants your soul. He wants you to go to hell. Hell is real. Even though people don't mention hell, hell is real. It's still in the Bible, just like heaven is in there. Judgment is in there, too. And it's in their foolish heart. Their foolish heart. Your heart was wise, but now your foolish heart was darkened. You know that. Enemy has pulled tricks over your eyes. He deceived you. He's brought doubt to you that you won't believe God's word now. That's how he did when Adam and Eve was in the garden. He tricked them. He tricked Eve. He's talking about, did God really say that? And then that brought doubt to her. And it darkened her. It darkened her heart from believing God. And turn her heart away from God and turn from the light to darkness. Turn from truth to untruth. That's what's going on today. People are turning away. People have turned away. They're doing their own thing. You're going your own way. And when you go your own way, it's nothing for you but destruction. It's nothing for you but to fall, to fail. oh my God, this nation is fallen. This nation is sin sick. This nation have forgotten God. He said, in the next verse, he said, professing. You professing. They profess themselves to be wise where they was, you know, had knowledge. They professing themselves to be wise. They became fools. So that's why their hearts is darkened. That's why, you know, they just doing whatever you want to do, all in the name of Jesus. I mean, using God's name, don't even feel bad about it. Because he have blinded your eyes. He has darkened your heart. Your foolish heart now. You have a foolish heart now. You've been deceived. He's taken you away. He's clawed you. You know, man thinks he's God now. You know, because, look, God give man a little bit of wisdom. Oh, my God, just like, you know, he did Lucifer. Give you a little bit of thought and you want to take over. Nigga, look. And that's what's going on now. This nation, the men of the earth, the wealthy men of this earth want to take over. They think the money guy. They don't pay these people off. And it's the money guy. Everything is money coming, you know, and nothing about Jesus coming. Jesus is coming, y'all. It's they selling their soul. What would you give in exchange for your soul? They giving their souls over for money, for fame, for name, for trophies, and for, you know, a book, and you know, for all these material things. You giving for your soul because man think he's God, because God gave him a little bit of knowledge, you know, to make skyscrapers and make bridges and planes and trains and computers and aircraft carriers. To men say, oh, man, we don't need God no more. We can turn away from him. And the Bible said, and changing the glory of the uncorruptible God. He's uncorruptible. He's not corruptible. Man has become corrupt, and he's corruptible. Why are we changing now? Why? Because you want to be God. Why are we changing God's word now? Why is this happening right here on earth now with T.D. Jackson? I'm saying, why are we changing the word of God to philosophy? You know, man's thoughts. You know what I'm saying? Why? You know, the new thought, you know, and all that. Why? I mean, why? Why is it that man want to be God? Why are you making your own Bibles? I mean, the word of God ain't good enough. You got to make your own Bible with your own thoughts. You ain't made no man. You ain't made no woman. You ain't made no mountain, no trees, no stars, no sun, no, you can't do anything apart from God. He just let you make a few things like a plane and a train, and then you say you, he's the creator, the one that made you yourself. How is it that you feel like you're smarter than God? How can we think we outsmart the one that made us? That's just crazy to think that you can outsmart your creator, the one that made you. That you smarter than him. But you know, it's just like sometimes you know, like I said last week, you go on a job and the person's supposed to be training you and stuff. And then after a while, you know, you feel like, oh, I don't need you. You feel like you over them. I mean, you know, it's just a sad thing because of your imagination, your thoughts. That's what the devil uses, your thoughts. The imagination. Like these corruptible men, you know, and to beasts, birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. People worship animals. They think more about an animal than they do a human being. I mean, people would rather feed a dog, feed a cat, feed anybody than they feed a human being or somebody on the street. I mean, they love their animal. Oh, no, you better not. Oh, you better not touch my animal. They will kill you over an animal. That's what he's saying. You know, to people, the imagination, you know, they think that the image is like unto a corruptible man and bird and four-footed beast. And, you know, one time men were walking around calling each other beast. I'm the beast, man. And, you know, oh, my God, and I'm the dog, man. What's up, dog? And, oh, my God. See, you start saying these words, and words have power, and Lord have mercy. Look at the society now. Oh, my God, how they've come down because of the words you done said, the powers in your tongue. I tell you, the tongue has started more wars than physical wars. To your mouth, lying on people, you know, saying bad things about people, you know, and stir up stuff, and you know, and it brings war and it brings division. You know, just like we go right back to, because they didn't want to hear God. You know, they won't hear Noah talk about God. And people don't hear, want to hear about God now. They don't want to hear that Jesus is coming. They don't want to hear that there's a hell. If you don't get right, that's where you're going. They don't want to hear that. But that is so true. People need to hear the truth. Because, see, the devil knows you're running out of time. He don't care if you don't say that you're serving him. As long as you ain't serving God. He's all right. He figured he still got you because there's only two kingdoms and two kings. There's a kingdom of heaven and kingdom of darkness, you know, kingdom of Satan. So you either one or the other. If you ain't been born again, you're on the devil's side. And he know it, you know, and he's enjoying, you know, taking you down that path with him. He said, wherefore God gave them up to uncleanliness. That's what he's doing. Never have I seen the church so filthy in my life. The stuff that I see going on, it's filthy. It's nasty. It's evil. It's wicked in the house of God. He said, God said, I'm going to give you up. He gave you up to the lust, through the lust of their own heart. To the lust of your own heart, y'all. Yeah, dishonoring your own body. People are dishonoring their own body. They don't care. Is woman thou or loose? Oh, my God. Are you talking about loose? Oh, my goodness. I mean, just looking up something the other day, and I tell you, it came up just like it was pouring up there. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking up one person's name, and I said, oh, my God. You're just honoring your own body. People do not care. And these young people, they get a hold onto these cell phones, and they get to see this stuff too. It's corrupting their minds and their bodies, their minds. They become darkened with the lust of this, of the desires of this flesh. There's no good thing in your flesh. It's a doing in and everything with your body. Unnatural, unnatural, unnatural. That's not good. Unnatural, it's dirty, it's nasty. Unnatural, it's perverted. It's a women with women and men with men. Come on. That's not how God made us. It's in the beginning, God created man, and then he created one man, and then there was children. Come on. There's an order. There's a structure. I was listening to them talk about even saying that they need to restructure the police force. They need to restructure and stuff, and I was like, oh my God, hey, it ain't gonna be no structure until Jesus comes. He gonna structure everything. He gonna fix everything, you know. But like I said, they talking about restructuring and reforming, you know, a reform, you know, and stuff. No, there ain't gonna be no restructure. There ain't gonna be no reform until man's heart be transformed. That's what's got to be transformed. You need a heart transplant. That's what they need, a heart transplant. Everybody need a heart transplant. Jesus is coming. And he said, and the government going to be upon his shoulder. I know people think they run a thing. The men of the earth think they run a thing. But he said that it shall be upon his shoulder, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. He's King of kings. He's Lord of lords, y'all. And all he's going to say is drop dead to the devil. That's what he's going to do. The Bible said, as in the days of Noah, as in the days of Solomon, it was judgment. Y'all, judgment came. God was trying to get them prepared when he told Noah. He said, tell them it's going to rain. And they said, oh, it ain't going to rain. Look at that old crazy man. Just like he probably saying about me right now, talking about hell and, you know, and fire and, you know, and everything. You probably saying, oh, she just talking. She don't know what she's talking about. But I'm going to tell you what the Bible's saying. That's what we're supposed to be living by, and that's what we're supposed to be standing on, and that's what the preacher's supposed to be preaching, is the word of God, speaking truth to you so that your life can change, then you won't remain the same. That's what judgment is all about. Judgment came, and the rain came, whether they believed it or not. I bet you when that rain came down, and it had never came down before, and the Bible say in the book of Genesis, it say that it was like an irrigation system before the water was coming up from the ground. It wasn't coming down. It never came down, so that's why man didn't believe him.
Then believe Noah. Oh, he preaching. Oh, Jesus is going to come. And you got to be saved. And you need to be changed. Oh, look at that silly old man. Ain't nobody but him and his family. But one thing for sure, Noah and his family made it when judgment came. And I know judgment is going to come again. I'm trying to warn you now. You may say it ain't coming. It's not coming to your door, but judgment is coming. Oh, yes. Oh, he's going to judge this world for all the wickedness and all the evilness. And, you know, he said, behold, I come knocking. He's knocking at the door of your heart right now. Why don't you let him in? Let him in. Why won't we let him in? My God. You know, and judgment is coming. Judgment is coming. And, you know, just thinking back even with Rodney King back in 1991, you know, look, where's the changes come? What is it gotten any better? Have the police force gotten any better? If not, it got worse. You know, you talking about restructure and reform. Oh, my God. You know, George Floyd, you know, Breonna Taylor, you know. All these people, and it was many more, you know, they're killed at the hand of these police, like they animals, slaughtered, unhumane. The Bible said, bounders fill the land. So every evil, wicked imagination of man's heart was continuously evil, continuously. And if they're talking about reform, ain't going to be no reform until Jesus comes. He's coming. He's coming soon. I don't see it getting no better. The Bible said darkness and gross darkness. The time like never before. Yes. And time is winding up and Jesus is soon to come. And people need to repent. Repent. Even the young man that was on the news was Democracy Now. I was listening to that. And the man was saying, you know, he was a civil rights activist, and he was saying, he said, because the devil is in the details. Oh, yeah, he sure is. He's behind all this. He sure is, because the police force and the church, just like the churches, they getting that 501(c)(3) money. And these people are, oh, my God, they work for the Antichrist. They working for the Antichrist, you know. Yes, that's what they're doing, working for the Antichrist. Yes, to win souls. Win souls. Depopulate. Killing people. At the hands, innocent people. Oh, my God. Then there was another that disturbed me, a young man. He was, y'all said it's all right to drink. But this young man, he was driving the other day and had his pregnant girlfriend. And he ran into a lost control from going so fast. He killed the girl and her baby. He split the pole in two in the fire, and the car caught on fire. Now, how in the world is drinking good? No, it's not. It said, let us be sober-minded. You're not sober when you're drinking. Then I saw up there where they got a new game out where people just pass the look around, and then I guess as they pass it around, and you got to drink and drink and drink, and then you pass it around again and drink and drink and drink and drink. That is what the devil wants. He wants to kill you. He wants to destroy you. This is not no game. And they playing it as a game, but this is real. This is your soul. You're going to have eternal separation from God. Oh, yes, eternally. Separated from God forever. And people talk about, don't judge. When judging is what? Just making good decisions. Just making decisions, whether it be good or bad. That's what judging is. And all of us do it every day. We judge every day. And people talk about, don't judge me. Yes, you're judging me when you say don't judge. Judge. We judge. Judging is making decisions. In order to do what's right or to do what's bad, you still judging. Judgment is going to come, just like it did on Adam and Eve and Lucifer that was kicked out of heaven. Oh, yes. Things fall. They fall, and they fall in there because people are not obeying God. This world has been turned upside down because there have been doubt brought to the church. And, you know, it came in through that hip-hop. You know, he's talking about we about to lose all the young people. We can't get the young people in the church unless we let them, you know, let the young people bring the filth in the house. Holy hip-hop. Ain't nothing holy about hip-hopping. Ain't nothing holy about rap.
And then this week, another thing, look, those young boys, it was three young boys, I think, they were lured to a place they thought they were going to rap and to sing or whatever. And they were lured in and somebody murdered them. I'm telling you, you want fame so bad to you in making bad decisions, you know, bad choices. The devil, he don't care. He just luring you in with stuff. He's luring you. He's talking to you. He's telling you you're going to be famous and you're going to make a name for yourself. Well, you ain't got to worry about making a name for yourself because you got to leave here. Let Jesus be the name. Jesus is his name. Call on his name and you shall be saved. Call on his name and he will deliver you. Call on his name and he will set you free. Call on his name and he will do all that needs to be done for you. It said, forgetting those things which are behind and pressing forward. We don't want to be what we used to be. The word of God said, a wise man often change, but a fool remains the same. Don't be a fool all your life. Sometimes you see people that are still in the same place they were 40, 50, 60 years ago. They ain't changed. They're still on the corner drinking still, smoking still. I mean, that's not a wise person. A wise man often change, but a fool remains the same. And a fool has said in his heart, there is no God. It is a God. Oh, yes, it is. There is a God. Whether you believe or not, there is a God. And there is judgment. And there's going to be either judgment and or salvation for you. Judgment or salvation. Hell or heaven. There's wrath and there's a reward. There's condemnation and then there's forgiveness. Which one? Which one? Oh, my God. All of that is ungodliness. You want to be righteous. You want to be right. You want your family saved. I don't know about you, but I want my family saved. I want my children saved. I'm trying to live all I know. You know, I'm trying to set an example for those around about me every day. Had a little incident with my own self this week that, you know, but I sent it back to the pits of hell in which it came. Because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And I know God's got me. Oh, yes, it's in every situation. In every situation, when I trust him and never doubt, he promised me he will bring me out. Oh, yes. In 2 Peter chapter 2. Lord. Oh, I just get so, ooh. Lord, help me. I just want to make a difference. I just want to help somebody as I go along this way. Then I know my living won't be in vain. I want my children saved. I want my grandchildren saved. My brother, my sister, my nieces and nephews, relatives, my friend, and even my enemies. They get saved, maybe you won't be my enemy no more. But, you know, I'm just praying. And I'm living all I know. Every day with Jesus. Every day with Jesus. My mama used to sing a song, every day with Jesus gets sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, I love him more and more. Jesus saves and he keeps me. And he's the one that I live for. Every day with Jesus. It's sweeter than the day before. Give him a try. He's knocking at the door of your heart. Now, 2 Peter chapter 2. And starting at verse 4. It said, for if God spared not the angels. So he didn't spare. He didn't spare the angels. He ain't let them get away. He ain't going to let you get away. He said, look, for if God spared not the angels that what? Sinned. Come on, y'all, call it what it is, sin. Wrong is wrong, and right is right, and sin is sin. So whether it's big, ain't no be no big sin, little sin, sin is sin. If you smoke and the other one over there fornicating, it don't matter. Sin is sin. Ain't no big sin, little sin. We got to get this thing right. But cast them down to hell. Did it say heaven? It says cast them down to hell. So there's a hell, y'all. Whether you're looking for it or not, he said, cast them down to hell and deliver them into the change of darkness. It didn't say light, y'all. Darkness. See, the devil deals in darkness. He deals in hidden things. God deals in revealing things. He died for the whole world to see. And he said, Jesus sent a son to set you free. It said to be reserved unto judgment. Judgment, y'all. That's the word right there. Judgment, huh? Judgment. It said, and spare not the old world, but save Noah. That's what I was talking about. Okay, the flood came, and it spared only Noah. But it didn't spare the old world. They drowned. Got drowned in the Red Sea and got drowned in that flood. Oh, yeah. And it said, and the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness. It said Noah was a preacher of righteousness. What's going on with these preachers? Why is these preachers connected with the unsaved? Why they doing the same thing? Why they dancing with them, T. Jakes and the rest of them? Why they dancing Noah Jones? Oh, why are they dancing? Why are they doing what the world doing and professing to be ministers, trying to lead people to God? No, they're not. No, they're not. The word of God said Ichabod is on the house or the doorpost of the houses of God, because in and everything was going on in there, you know, just like Eli's sons, you know, was in there doing in and everything in God's house. And, oh, judgment came and they died. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Nahu and Abihu, you know. Nadab and Abihu in the Bible, Moses' nephews. Oh, yeah, they died too. They brought strange fire in the house of God. People bring some strange fire up in God's house and calling it God. No, he ain't going to have it. Mm-mm. No, righteous is righteousness. Righteousness is what I long for. Righteousness is what I need. That's what you need, righteousness, holiness. Oh, yes, the Bible says in the book of Revelation, it says, he that's holy and behold is still. He that's filthy, let him be filthy still. So if you want to be filthy, God is allowing you to be filthy still, but he wants you to be saved. In Deuteronomy 30 and 19, he said, I'd rather that you choose. He'd rather that you choose life, life over death. He'd rather that you choose life, but it's your choice. It's your choice today. He's sending me to talk to you right now, and he's tugging at your heart, but you're worried about trying to be like everybody else. It's a minute. Are going to be on that broad road with a whole lot of people on it. They even had a club called Broadway. A lot of people on that road, y'all. Y'all better get off and get on the narrow road. Let people call you narrow-minded. Yes, let me be narrow-minded. If narrow is the way, that's the way I want to go. Narrow-minded, okay? But the Bible said, and a preacher of righteousness. Noah was a preacher of righteousness. Righteousness, not unrighteous. Not do whatever you want to do, but he was a preacher of righteousness. And these pastors said that they was called to preach righteousness. And when they started out, they were preaching righteousness. And somewhere along the line, they sold their soul. Yeah, what would you give in exchange? You're selling your soul when you exchange righteousness and you change the word of God for money, for fame and a name. Then hell going to be your home. That's why the Bible says in Isaiah, said, look, hell has enlarged itself. Hell was only meant for Satan and those demons that was angels that returned to demons when they fell. They was only meant for Satan and his demons. But because these people want to go along with Satan and sell their soul and lose out, then hell has enlarged itself just for you. But it said, and bringing the flood upon the world of the ungodly. The flood came on the ungodly, unrighteous people. People that won't obey God, the flood came upon the ungodly. Are you ungodly? Think about it. Are you godly or are you ungodly? If you're ungodly, you can be godly. You can give your life to Christ today. He's tugging at your heart right now. He's talking to your mind right now. And you know it's a lot of things that God has brought you through. And if it had not been for the Lord, you probably wouldn't have been here. But God, his mercy, his grace, he extended just for you. It said, and turn the city, See, it was more than one city, Sodom and Gomorrah. They were two different cities, into ashes, condemning them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that are after should live ungodly. That's us. We the one that came after them, you know, and now we're living ungodly. He said that was a sample, you know, of the ungodly. As in the days of Noah, okay, the flood came. As in the days of Lot, the fire came. And as in our day, the fire is coming. Oh, yeah. He said it won't be water, but fire next time. Okay, you don't have to believe it, but it's true. And you don't have to believe it, and you'll see. But I don't want you to see. I don't want you to see because, you know, I'm ministering to you right now. I'm trying to help you. I'm tugging, pulling, telling you, come on, come on, come on. It ain't going to be rain, but it's going to be fire. It said, and deliver just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. People's conversation is wicked. Yes, yes. It's wicked and it's perverted. People's thoughts and stuff they saying out their mouth and things that they doing today, oh my God, it's so perverted. Oh my God. Corner right, wrong. He turn you over. He'll turn you over. Give you up and then turn you over. Oh my God. You know, it's just like a person that you, they're so blind that, you know, somebody try to give you something or give you a gift, and you be like, you won't receive it because the devil done told you you already got it. See, as long as you think you got something that you don't have, you'll never get it because you won't receive it. Because it's like somebody trying to give you a gift, God trying to give you the gift of life, and you won't take it. Oh, open up. He love you. He love you. He love your family. He love you. He don't want any to perish. But he gave everybody a free will and choice. He could have made us like robots, but he didn't. He gave you a free will. And the Bible said, and for the righteous man dwelleth among them in sin and hearing vex his righteous soul from the day to day with their unlawful deeds. People are doing some unlawful things. They doing some crooked things. And that's what those men did the other day. It was crooked things. They doing things that they thought was covered up, but God revealed it. Ain't nothing hid, ain't gonna be revealed. And all these people losing their job, lost their job behind one man decision, making bad choices. Those firemen, those policemen, the EMS and all them, you know, they lost their jobs, and the police chief. And all those that's connecting, they still getting them, because you know, yeah, they gonna knock the structure down, huh? They supposed to be restructured. Oh yeah, So it's that, and the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation. He know how to deliver us out. Yeah, the rapture is coming. Oh, he gonna get the saints out just like he got Noah out, a man of righteousness. He didn't drown in the flood. And I believe the saints are going to be caught up out of here before the great tribulation. Oh, yeah, we getting a test of judgment right now. But, the great tribulation, no, we ain't got that. But I believe there's going to be some saved. But who wants to wait and try to take that chance of may or may not be saved? It said, and the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation. Thank you, Jesus. And to reserve the unjust until the day of judgment to be punished. So that's judgment, y'all. Oh, you're going to be punished. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Things are going to change. They're changing constantly. The Bible said judgment must begin in the house of God. Oh, yeah. Judgment has begun in the house of God, and everything going on up in there. He said he's sparing not the old world. He ain't going to spare it. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. My God's getting us ready, y'all. He's getting us ready for that great day. But who's going to be able to stand? Will you be able to stand? Will you? Will you make heaven your home? Let's go to Michael chapter 3, verse 16. Talking about judgment, y'all. Talking about judgment. And people holler, don't judge. Don't judge. I want you to know. Judging is just making decisions. And we all make it every day. You make a decision what you're going to do, who you're going to get up, or where you're going to go, whether you're going to go to work or not. Or some lie and call in and know you ain't sick. I got a cold. You know, all this kind of stuff. Oh, yeah. Judgment is coming. We got to give an account for every lie you tell and told and telling. You got to give an account. Because the Bible says there ain't going to be no liars in heaven. No, he can't make it to heaven. Lying. But we're talking about judgment today. Don't you know, we trying to judge righteously here. Because he said the ungodly going to be judged. It said then, verse 16, then they that fear the Lord spake often one to another, and
the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feareth the Lord, and they that shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in the day when I make up my jewel. He talking about his saints, y'all. He calling us jewel, that I will spare them as a man spare his own son that serveth him. He just wants us to serve him. He wants us to serve him. Thank you, Jesus. One that serve him. Don't you want to serve him? Yes, don't you want to serve him? The righteous and the wicked, they the one that, you know, going to be doomed. They're going to have to pay. The wages of sin is death. But thank God. But this good judgment right here for the saint. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Let's go to Isaiah 24. Oh, we're talking about judgment. Seems like everything just was turned upside down, y'all. Turned upside down. Oh, yeah. Turned upside down. This world, I mean, it turned upside down real quick. Things happen real quick. What was right turned wrong real quick. I see. 24, I just happened to just open my Bible the other day and turn right here. And I was like, Lord, your word. Your word. It's just so good. It's just so good. God's word is just so good, y'all. Ain't it good? I thank God for his word. His word is what saved me. His word is what kept me. His word is what brought me. His word is what taught me. Get up early in the morning, early when I seek thee, O Lord. For God's judgment on the earth. Oh, yeah, his judgment is here. Oh, yes. That's why you can see all this stuff taking place in God's house and people. It's like nothing. It don't move them because their hearts has been darkened. Oh, yes. Foolish hearts darkened. It says, behold, the Lord maketh the earth. Do we live on the earth? For the Lord. Behold, the Lord maketh the earth. Maybe we should go. Well, let's go there right quick. Hold that. Let's see where we're at. Let's go to Revelation. Revelation chapter 20. Always try to make it plain. I'm not a preacher. I am constantly saying I'm not a preacher, but I love God's word and I love God's people. And I just don't want us to be lost. The Bible says in Revelation 12, verse 9, it said, and that great dragon, I want you to get it now. The devil got many names. It said, and that great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. Come on, y'all. He's trying to deceive you. They didn't say some of the world. It said trying to deceive the whole world. He was cast out to the earth. Where we live at, y'all? On the earth. And the angels was cast out with him. He's talking about those demons. They turned to demons. They were angels before they got cast out. What the Bible's saying about the earth right now. So this, I thought this was powerful when the Lord had me to turn here to Isaiah 24. Where it said, behold, the Lord maketh the earth. And we just realized that, hey, I mean, we know already, but I'm just saying I'm trying to go back over and let you know. Shake you, if you just in case you don't know where you're at, we're on the earth, okay? It said, behold, and it's got a lot of earth, the word earth in this chapter here. And I was beginning and noticed as I was reading, I said, Lord, I thank you. It said, behold, the Lord maketh the earth. And then it said, it's evolution, revolution, and evolve, and all that stuff. It said, behold, the Lord made the earth, maketh the earth.
He maketh it empty and maketh it at waste. When you empty something, you destroy it. You know, it don't stay in the same place, you know. And that's what's going on right now. He's emptying. This world has been turned upside down. Judgment, y'all. Empty. And turn it upside down. This world has been turned upside down. Everything is out of order. No more the same. It goes right back to that structure. When I was listening to them, civil rights leader was talking about, you know, structure. We're going back to structure again. It's not structured when it's out of place, you know. And they talking about restructuring. It ain't going to be no restructuring until Jesus comes. The devil know he's running out of time. He's killing, stealing, and destroying people's lives. People need to give their life to Christ. That's the only way out. He's our only hope. He's our only help. Ain't nothing these police and all they can do. Uh-uh. It's Jesus. Give your heart and life to God. He said, look, and turn it upside down. And like I said, everything is destroyed when you turn it upside down. It said, and scatter abroad the inhabitants thereof, talking about the people, and it shall be as with the people, the inhabitant, the place where the people at, I meant, sorry. And so with the priests, so listen, these are supposed to be the high people, high. When I was reading this, I said, oh, okay, Lord. He said, so with the priests, as with the servant, so with the master, as with the maid. So with the mistress, as with the sellers, and selling things, as with the lender, so with the borrower, as with the taker of user, so with the givers and the users. Talking about the creditors and debtors. You know, all this stuff we can identify with. Priest, the servant, the master. Oh, Lord, and Lord have mercy. Don't say master, because some of these people, I mean to tell you, if you get your master's degree, ain't nothing wrong with that. But, honey, don't think you is the master, because some of these people done went to their head. I mean, you know, I'm a psychologist, you know, and I study the mind. And, oh, my God, but let me tell you who the one who made the mind, Jesus Christ. And he said, I keep your mind in perfect peace whose mind stayed on me. So what you got your mind on? He made the mind. He made you. He created everything about you. You ain't made nothing, so you're still not the master, okay? So don't get it caught up with this stuff, you know, thinking that you is God and you don't need God and you don't got to the highs I can go now. Well, I tell you, the higher you go, everything go up can't come down. So don't think you higher than God. Don't think you God. Don't let the devil fool you, make you think you God, because you're not. None of us are. We ain't made no heaven, and we ain't made no earth. We ain't made no flowers, no trees, no birds, and no bees. You're not God. It said, and the land shall be utterly empty, an empty spoil for the land. For the land, I can't hardly say, has spoken this word. For the Lord has spoken this word. I couldn't even see that clear. But anyway, I'm praying for my eyes too. You pray for me and you pray with me. It said, as it was telling the people, you know, to look forward to this, look upon this judgment, you know, as it was telling them. Look upon this judgment from God. Now let's go to Matthew 24, verses 21-22. You better look. We better pay attention. Pay attention. He said, watch and pray. Stay alert. That's what happened to the church. That's why we're in the place we are right now. Wasn't watching, wasn't praying, wasn't seeking God like we should, looking to men. I mean, when TV Gates came out, oh, my God, everybody, oh, all the ministers, oh, I want to be like him. You see, that's what your tongue took you somewhere. You want to be like him. We supposed to be wanting to be like Jesus. He's just a mere man, just like you are. He go to the bathroom just like you. You know? Come on now. Lord, have mercy. Help us, Jesus. Like I said, I ain't no preacher, but I love God. Matthew 24. Lord, I hope I can say something to help you. It'll trigger something in your mind, your heart, to call on Jesus. He's our only answer, y'all. Matthew 24. And verse 21. It said, for then shall there be a great tribulation. Now, this was coming, the great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to the time, no, nor ever shall be. Ain't that something? That's going to be something else. They say, we think we're seeing things now. You know, we're seeing food shortages. I mean, I heard two people say that they ain't getting their food stamps this week. I said, Lord, have mercy. I said, well, we had y'all had that up there on the Reddit church that it was coming. You know, they get prepared. They prepare you. They, you know, snatch stuff away from you and stuff, and then you ain't used to being without it. And then you start depending on the system. You need to depend on Jesus, honey. You may never get any food stamps again. All y'all that was getting them, you may not get them again. You got to trust God. Sure, if he feed the birds, he can feed you. He said he can supply all our needs. We got to look to him for everything. We can't trust man. We can't look to other people to take care of you. You got to believe God. Call on him. He said, and except those days should be shortened. Lord have mercy. That's why we're running out of time. I'm telling y'all. It said, except those days be shortened, then such no flesh be saved. Lord have mercy with Jesus. Don't hurry him come. Everybody that will say, turn away. There ain't going to be nobody saved. They'll be just like Noah and his family. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Won't be nobody saved. Lord have mercy. Lord help me. I'm hold on to God's unchanging hand. Because his hand is the only one that ain't changing. And then Matthew 24, verse 29. Let's see, verse 3. Maybe we could go back up to 24. It said, for there shall arise false Christ. That's what's going on. Y'all seeing some false devils in these churches. Leaders, they got them dreads in their head, and they got the ring in their nose, and oh my God, everything that God said was abomination, they doing, and they got it, and they doing it in the name of Jesus. Some of God doing a new thing now. Don't straighten your hair no more. Let it stay. Let it stay rolled up and knotted up and all, and people didn't go outside with the hair knotted years ago. Now, we know change has come. We know things are upside down. People coming out with their pajamas on. Pajama was always made for the bed. But now they wear them in the street, the bedroom with shoes on. They got their headscarf. They got the shower cap on the head in the store. Say, Lord, how much people just don't care no more. Morals gone completely down. Just don't care. Don't care what you look like. Just go out any kind of way. Representing Jesus. You're supposed to be an example. Oh, my God. And saying, showing great signs and wonder. We see it in so much that if it were possible, they should deceive their elect, those the saints, if it was possible. It said, behold, I have told you before. Look, the word is telling us from one lesson to another, because the word confirms the word. What he said in one chapter, he don't say it in another. It said, and behold, and therefore it shall be said unto you, behold, he is in the desert. Go not there. Go not forth. That means don't go. Behold, he's in a secret chamber. Believe it not. God doing something new now. It's a secret thing now. You know, all the sisterhood, brotherhood, oh, we got our little secret. Oh, no. God said, don't go, and it ain't him. He said, for as the lightning come down out of the east, and the shineth even in the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. It said, for wheresoever the carcass is, to my dead body, there will be eagles be gathered together. And that's what they're doing. They're eating it up. Eating these dead bodies up. I'm telling you, Jesus is coming, y'all. Jesus is coming. Soon coming King is coming. Oh, yes. Come on, get your house in order. Run for your life. Judgment is here. Oh, yes. You don't want to be left in the great tribulation. You want that first trip, the rapture. You want to be caught up in the air to meet the Lord. Oh, yeah. That's what you want. That's what we want. Because judgment and persecution is going on right now for the saints. Mm-hmm. Right now. We're being judged. We're being persecuted right now. There are people mocking us, saying, they talk about Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. The young man tried to go in the store with a Jesus shirt on, but you can go in there with any demonic face and any perverted words on your shirt, and nobody said nothing. So, you know, good is bad, and bad is good, you know. So now the saints is the enemy to the world. And we are trying to help you to be saved. Like Noah, he warned the people, you know. And Abraham, he stood in the gap. He stood in the gap for life, you know. And we need to be standing in the gap for our loved ones. Get on the Lord's side. Get off the devil's side and get on the Lord's side. Bible says if you're on the Lord's side, stand up and be counted. Don't you want to be counted? Don't you want to be in a number? Don't you want to be called one of the saints of God and the saints go marching in? Don't you want to go? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I just thinking, you want to be caught up in the rapture. When the redeemed say so. When the redeemed say so. Make no sense to move his redeemed, to keep his redeemed here for the great tribulation, you know. We living all we know how and trying to, you know, be prepared and be caught up. So we won't have to go through the great tribulation. It says it's going to be a time like never. We just read it. It's going to be a time like never. A time like never. Oh, yes. But I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. Let's go to Revelation chapter 8. Now, see, this is going to describe the terrible effects of that great tribulation period. Revelation 8. The devil didn't want me to go on today. He didn't want me to come on. You know? Blessed Lord. Have your way. Have your way in me. That's what we need to say. Have your way in me, Lord. Have your way. It says, look, this is what it says. It said of angels, sound, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood. Wow. And they were cast upon the earth. And the third part of the trees were burnt up. And all the grass, the green grass, was burnt up. Oh, my goodness. And the second angel shouted, and it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast out into the sea. Oh, my goodness. And the third part of the sea became blood. Wow. And the third part of the creature, which were in the sea and had life, died. And we see some of this stuff taking place even now. You know, some of these birds and, some of these fish and some of these whales and stuff showing up, you know, dead. And it's saying the third part of the ship were destroyed. It's saying the third angel sound, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the river and upon the fountain of water. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. Wow. Called Wormwood. And the third part of the water became Wormwood. And the many men died of the water because they were made bitter. The water was bitter. Oh, my. And the fourth angel sound, and the third part of the sun was smitten. Wow. And the third part of the moon and the third part of the star, so as the third part of them were darkened. The whole, Lord have mercy, the whole earth. And the day shone not for the third part of it, and the night likewise. You wouldn't be able to tell the day from the night because it's going to be darkness. And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, whoa, stream of praise out of it, whoa, to the inhabitants of the earth, the people that live on the earth, for reasons of others, voices of the trumpet of the third angels, which are yet to sound. Wow. My Lord, it's describing, you know, the judgment that's going to come upon the earth, y'all. Oh, my God. You should want to be out of here. You want to be caught up. But because a man's just so defiled, sin on the earth, and so much great wickedness, you know, on this earth, you know, these people, you're going to have to endure some terrible things during this great tribulation. But if you will obey God's word and live by his word now, abide by his word now, oh, my God, and do what the word of God says, as far as he said, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn and seek his face and turn from your wicked ways. Wicked ways. It's some wicked ways, y'all. We see it every day. Somebody killing, stealing, and destroying people's lives. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But because of the transgression, you know, transgressions of this nation today that has forgotten God and turned away from God, they're breaking all the rules, you know, and all the commandments that God has told us, you know, taking the prayer out of the school, prayer out of the court system, the courthouse. They even went in there and shot up and killed people in the courthouse. I mean, everywhere that you take in prayer out, the devil's coming in. Pray out of your home, pray out in the school. Now they're going to school, blowing up the school, shooting up the school. Everywhere you're taking God out of. They broke all the rules. There's no boundaries. Relaxing now, no rules. You know, just pull off everything. You know, just do whatever you want to do. Find whatever road you want to go on. Just do what you want to do. Whatever you feel, just do it. You know? You know? What makes, they try to say, well, what makes you human is to live without boundaries. You know, I don't want no boundaries. You know, that's the human side of me. This is me. I can do me. You know, I'm going to do what I want to do. You know, self-will, self-love. You love yourself. And I tell you, one time was just every time you turn around, people were doing selfies. All you see them Facebook and everywhere, selfie, all about self. Yeah, that's what the devil wants you to do, glorify yourself. The Bible said there's no good thing in yourself, in your flesh. There is nothing good in your flesh. Oh, no. The flesh is wicked. Flesh is evil. The more you feed flesh, the more flesh wants. It never satisfies. Only thing that will satisfy your flesh is Jesus. You can drink, and it won't satisfy you. You drink every day. every day, all day. It ain't gonna satisfy whatever you. Maybe your sexaholic, you know. That ain't gonna fulfill you either. Oh no. Everything that you hungering for and going out there, you're gonna run out, honey. Drink, 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 smoke, smoke, smoke. Sex, sex, sex. Whatever it is, only Jesus can fulfill you, your need, your mind. He's the only one who can regulate your mind. Even I saw this week where the police, a young boy was getting ready to jump off a bridge. I got that too. If you want to know where that article is, he was going to jump off the bridge, and the police, it was a lady, so she was able to talk him down. He said he was stressed, got a new baby, and all that. You know, the devil just tell people all kinds of things. Just talk to their mind. That's what he talks to, your mind. That's that battleground right there, your mind, that war, that constant warring in your mind. But you get the Bible and you refresh your mind through the Word of God. That's why the devil don't want you to pick up the Word of God. He don't want you to read the Word because he knows power in the Word. It's power in the name of Jesus, power in the blood of Jesus. So that's why he don't want you to pick it up. Pick that Bible up. Read it. Pray and read it. Ask God to open up your understanding. Lord, come in my life. If you're real, make yourself known to me. He will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. When you pray, you may be hurt. You may be hurt from some circumstances that happened in your life, you know, loss of a loved one. Because, you know, people use all kinds of things. You know, the devil use all kinds of things to play with your mind, you know, to make you angry with God. But nobody never get mad with the devil. Everything that happened to us, we blame the devil. I mean, we blame the Lord. You don't hear nobody say that, oh, I hate you, devil. Oh, the devil did it. You know all that stuff? No. No, we want to blame God for everything. And he's the one that made your mind. He's the one to keep you. If you maybe you're dealing with a loss of loved ones, I lost my mom, my husband, my dad, you know, and stuff. And the only one that's keeping me is God. He's the only one that gave me that peace that surpasses my own understanding. Yes, I miss them, and yes, sometimes I get alone and cry, yes, but he gives me that peace. He comforts me. He leads me. He guides me. He protects me. Even when the enemy comes in like a flood, I had a flood to come in this week, but God raised up a standard. I'm still standing on his promises. It's not clear yet, but you know what? I got faith. I'm believing God. Nothing too hard for him. I'm still just going to trust him. And we are not no God. If we are God, then we wouldn't need God. And if we are God, then we wouldn't be no church. We wouldn't need no church. We wouldn't need a pastor. We wouldn't need no priest. We wouldn't need, you know, we wouldn't need no prophets and all that. We wouldn't need none of that stuff. I mean, if you're going to do what you want to do and club and dance and party and hump and bump and grump and all that stuff and line dance and all that stuff that the folks are doing in the house of God and the people of God, just go on back in the world and do what you're doing and stop defiling God's house. Some of these people crying out for help. Leandra Johnson was crying out for help. But look what they're doing. They're not helping that young lady. She got a beautiful voice. Can't take it away from her. God gave it to her. You know, whatever he give us, he don't take it away. Gifts are without repentance, y'all. You can have a gift to sing, but that don't mean you won't go to heaven. That don't mean you're going to make it to heaven. Gifts are without repentance. Have a gift to play the piano, the guitar, whatever. The gift to play the drum, whatever. They have gifts. Gifts are without repentance. But we need to repent. The Bible says, repent or you shall likewise perish. Repent, turn away from your sin. When you repent, true repentance means turn away. You won't keep doing the same thing. You turn away from it. Turn away from sin. Turn away from your wrongdoing and seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. He's near. Say, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say unto the church. But we're living in a time where it's just crooked and perverted stuff going on in this world. But God, he will save your soul and he will make you whole. And he's the only one can do it. He's our only help. And he's our only hope. Apart from him, we have no hope. And we have no hope. That's my grandson. I thank God for him. Y'all pray for him. But we just thank God through it all. We thank God. He got a little soul, too. And he's around spiritual things. And I thank God. You know, he be singing and praising God right along with me. And to God be the glory. Because when he came into the world, he wasn't even breathing but God. And, you know, nobody but him. They had to rush him out, you know. I thank God. I thank God. Lord, we just thank you and praise you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. We ask that you continue to minister to our hearts, our minds, our souls, oh God. Pray for salvation and deliverance to come to our household today, oh God. Stir our minds, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Save, oh God. Deliver, oh God, those that are dealing with any type of addiction, oh God. Drug addiction, alcohol addiction, oh God. Whatever, sexual addiction. Whatever their addictions are, oh God, we pray that you'll stir their heart, save their soul. Those that feel like there's no hope, oh God, we pray for them on today. We pray for those mothers that have lost their children, oh God, their sons and daughters through violence, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for those that are being kidnapped, oh God, and that they will be found, oh God. We pray, oh God, we just pray for this nation. They have turned their hearts away from truth and to error, oh God. And then violence and fill the land, God, we pray in the name of Jesus that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We pray for little Amelia, oh God. She's 2 years old, oh God, praying for her heart, oh God. She's having heart surgery. And we know that you are the heart specialist, God. You able to even touch her heart even before the doctors. Touch her, oh God. We pray for her body, her soul, her mind. Oh God, we pray that you even use this to bring her father and mother to you, oh God. We pray for her aunts and uncles. And we just pray, oh God, for those that on our prayer list, oh God. We pray for Debbie and we pray for Miss Janet that was in a car accident and you held back the hands of death. We plead the blood of Jesus around about her on today and her family. On today, God, we pray for Doug and Devin. We just pray for Monique, my dear friend Monique, both of my friends Moniques. I pray for them, and I pray for my church family. I pray for Sterling, and I pray for Sister Michelle. I just pray for the entire church family. Oh, God, those that walked away, those that gone astray, I plead the blood of Jesus. I pray, oh, God, for our family that don't know you. Oh, God, we pray for salvation and deliverance. Pray for our neighbors. We pray for those that hate us without a cause. We pray in the name of Jesus. We pray salvation to their house. We pray for our communities, oh, God, with the violence and God and drug dealers and gangbangers, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over the sin-sick nation that our hearts turn to you before time is too late. We pray for every family that are listening, oh God. You know what they're standing in need of. We pray that you meet their need. Bring salvation. Those that are weak, make them strong. In the name of Jesus, help us to stand. Haven't done all to remain standing in this last and evil day. And the devil is defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is present. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. God bless you. This is the Ready Church. God bless.